Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio, and I'm with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. Tonight we're going to energize and open your eyes to how WordPress, getting a website built, and how a website can expand your business when it's the state of the art. Jupiter Jim is my guest tonight, and Jupiter Jim graduated Phi Beta Kappa from Princeton, majoring in psychology. Has a web. He's been designing websites since 2000. Been a CIW certified master site designer since 2003, and has been using WordPress exclusively all day, every day since January 2010. Out of approximately 25 million websites ranked worldwide by Alexa.com. Jupiter Jim's marketing team and JupiterJim.com ranks 110,000 worldwide, about 43,000 within the United States, which is no small feat. And you can go to JupiterJim.com, or you can go to marketing team.com. I'm sorry. And anyway, and without any further ado, and I want to welcome Jim to the website. And I honestly got to meet Jupiter Jim down in Florida about a month ago at a learning to speak seminar. Jim was one of the presenters. And I want to tell you something before we even start. The integrity and the honesty of Jim will expand your business just by knowing him. And welcome to the show, Jim.
Hey, thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate the intro. And you know what? I'm just going to start out because you mentioned integrity, and that's one of the issues that a lot of people are concerned about when they work with webmasters, because it has to do with being accessible. Is the webmaster accessible? Is the webmaster going to do everything that they said they were going to do? Are they going to finish the project in a timely fashion, and are they going to even finish the project at all? And that's something that I do because, as we had talked about when I met you, my whole deal in life isn't just building websites. It's about building a top-notch professional website that can change your business, because I know if I can change your business, that's going to change your life for the positive as well. So I just wanted to start off saying that.
And now I'm going to read Jim's mission statement. My mission statement is to help as many receptive people as I can become financially free through their WordPress blogs and websites. And Jim, something that I've really expanded into is starting to understand websites. But Jim, getting one that people will come and search around on, just not go visit, but search around on, how important is that to sell it to, well, actually letting people, enticing people to buy your product and also to read your blogs?
Okay, it sounds like there were, a couple of parts to that question. What would you like me to focus on right now just to get things started?
Well, get the blogs, because that's what people is going to come to see as much as anything. They want to read the content that the person, the website has to say, because that's what's going to entice them to either do business or not to do business. So how is it something that you do is unique to you to get people to read, to stay on the people's website that you build?
Okay, I'm going to start exactly. So I'm going to start out with the blogs and the power of blogs. Now, when I first started out in 2000 doing web design before I became certified in 2003, I created the standard HTML website. That's what everybody was doing. WordPress came around about 2006. I've been doing it for about 4 years now. When originally you had a website and it was static, so the search engines would look at that website and they would say, you know what, nothing's really been done on the website for a long time. the owner of the website hasn't updated any pages or created any new pages. And part of the reason for that, Robert, is because it's a time-consuming and expensive project to have to add pages to a typical HTML website. We would use Dreamweaver back then. Some people might be familiar with Microsoft FrontPage. Now, the reason it was so expensive is because the web designer would have to update the page himself or herself and then use FTP protocol, so they'd have to use file transfer protocol to get it up to the server. And then you would look at it, say I was doing that for you, Robert, you'd look at it and you'd say, you know what, Jim, it looks fine, but I need the picture a little smaller and I want it, you know what, I think I want it floated to the right instead of the left or center. And there's a couple of misspelled words. I just noticed that, if you could do that. So that takes time. You've got to get in the queue, you know, with me as a client every time, or any webmaster, anytime you want to make a change. And then you've got to pay for my time, obviously. So it's time-consuming. It's expensive. With blogs, the exciting thing about blogs is that the client can update their website by creating blog posts very easily. So if you know Microsoft Word, you can create a blog post on your own WordPress website, and you can update that blog post. You can add pictures. You can add videos. It's extremely easy. Now, the reason that's important is because Google is going to – they've got these little things called bots, which is short for robot. So they've got these – or crawlers. They're going to crawl your website. And if they crawl your website, you know, every week for a year and nothing's happened, Google puts that information into their algorithm and they say, you know what, it's kind of a dead site, it's static, it hasn't been updated. Now, if you create a blog post every week or 2 weeks, Google sees that, it takes the blog post, which is another name, a fancy name or a different name for just an article on whatever you want to talk about. I'm looking at an article on my site, JupiterJimsMarketingTeam.com, and it's what exactly is a WordPress plugin or what exactly is software. I just decided to write a blog post on that. It's an article. So when Google sees that I've added content to JupiterJimsMarketingTeam.com, it lets Google know that the site is being updated, the information is relevant. It will also list that particular blog post or article in Google as a standalone page itself to get listed. So blogs, I can go on a lot about blogs and talk a lot about them, but I'd like to just say that just to get us started. The old HTML websites did not have blogs, so it was hard to update the content. The new modern websites have the WordPress, which anyone can update from anywhere in the world. That was another thing. Let me just say that. As a designer, a website designer, I had to be on the computer in my home office that had the Dreamweaver. Now, I can log into any computer anywhere, just put in the username, the password, and I can update my site or a client's site anywhere in the world. And I think that's one of the huge advantages to WordPress.
And that opens it up for everybody else. But there's something else that you do unique and that a lot of web designers don't. You mentioned it in there. You actually take time and teach people how to post on their website without you being around. And how does that make you kind of exclusive and really give the person that chooses you to do business more free time to do their own stuff and save them money?
You know, that's a great point, Robert. Thanks for bringing that up. And I say this in all modesty, and anybody who knows me, I was blessed with two gifts from God, and one is learning. I have a talent for learning. I love to learn. And the other thing that I have a talent for is teaching. I love to teach. I used to teach for 3 years at Jupiter High School in Jupiter, Florida. That's one of the – because I live in Jupiter, that's how I come up with the name Jupiter Jim and JupiterJim.com. I taught web design for 3 years. I taught it to the teenagers. I loved it. It was in high school. I also taught at the local community college, and I taught the CIW Certified Internet Webmaster course. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to just go in a little history, how I got up to do that. It was way back in, 2001, 2002, when web design was a big career field that everybody wanted to get into because it was popular and it was paying well. And so I was interested in it, and I was actually doing it, studying and learning, and I heard that there was this Certified Internet Webmaster program. So I called up a local private training school, and I asked them how much, and they said it's worth $6,000. And so I said, $6,000, okay, how much or what exactly do you study? What are you going to teach me for $6,000? And they said, oh, everything we teach you is in these two textbooks that we have here. And I said, oh, well, how much are those two textbooks? And she said, oh, those are just $140. I said, so I can buy those textbooks, study what's in there, and as long as I pass those three exams, I'll become a certified internet webmaster. And she said, sure. So I just bought those two books. I studied on my own. I became a certified internet webmaster. And then I went on to teach the course, even though I never actually took the course myself. I taught it at Palm Beach Community College before it became Palm Beach College. So I just gave you that little history of me to just let people know that I really do love to learn. I love to teach. And that is, like you said, that's something that does distinguish me from most webmasters. Now, I just want to say that doesn't make them wrong and me right. It just means everybody has different talents. And I just love the part after I've created your site on how to go in there and how to create a blog post or an article, how to add the picture in or more than one picture, how to resize it, position it, float left, float right. Maybe if you wanted to get advanced, I could show you a little CSS code for that. I can show you how to add the video and resize it and center that. I will show you how to add the plugins and install them, how to add widgets to the sidebar, how to add text and images to the text widgets that are in the sidebar. And, you know, that brings me to another topic or another related thing that I may or may not have mentioned, and that is I've got about 100 videos on YouTube. It's jupitergymlanders.com. That's where you can just look up Jupiter Gym WordPress or Jupiter Gym Thesis Theme. That's one of the themes I use for WordPress. You can just look that up on YouTube. Or you can just go to jupitergymsmarketingteam.com, and there's a little, in the sidebar, a little YouTube icon that you can just click on. I will be updating that site, actually revamping it in the next couple of weeks. So the point I'm trying to make is if you'd like to see what kind of instructor I am, what kind of teacher, just watch any one of those videos. They're anywhere between 5 and 10 minutes, and they've been viewed over 137,000 times right now as we speak. And I went to the YouTube analytics, and interestingly enough, literally about 7.5 hours of every single day of the month, those videos are being watched. And I can see that right in the Google stats, so I thought that's kind of fascinating.
And also, if you've been paying attention and listening, you can hear the heart sincerity Jim speaks with. And that is something in the Internet age and being on the Internet, because there's a lot of business done without being seen, you can hear the integrity of Jim. And Jim, your marketing team, you also have on your marketing team a guy that shows internet optimization. And how important is that when somebody chooses to hire you and your team?
That's another important point. I'm glad you brought that up. I do have someone, Garen Arnold, right there, our SEO expert. And I also have a lot of videos. Now, just the way it's set up right now, if you go to jupitergym.com, at the top slider, there is a link to two of my most popular, I'm going to click on it right now, I know nobody can see it, my two popular SEO videos. One of the videos, it's a 10-minute video, you really need to watch it from beginning to end, but once you do, I show you how to SEO optimize your images. Then if you scroll below that on the same page, I show you how to add H2 and H3 tags to optimize the text on your page. And these are things that are easy to do. They're easy not to do. The reason most people don't optimize the H2 and H3 tags and they don't optimize the images is simply because they don't know how. And that's another reason I started doing videos a couple of years ago, because I realized, you know what, even reading about this stuff is kind of difficult sometimes. But if you can just take between 5 and 10 minutes and just show somebody exactly what I mean, exactly where they're supposed to click, exactly how to do it, it's really easy to SEO optimize your page. I have other videos and stuff like that too. And that's very important because Google, obviously where you are found in Google will affect the number of visitors you have. So did that help answer your question, or would you like me to expand? Or
no, that was absolutely perfect, because the next question is going to take care of the rest.
Okay.
If you're not on the top pages or even the first page, do you even hardly get looked at when somebody's looking for your line of business?
Well, if you look at the statistics, and I don't have them all memorized, but you really, really need to be. I mean, most people are going to click. That's why I don't memorize the statistics specifically, because it's really simple to remember the concept, which is exactly what you said. You really want to be on page one or page two. The chances of somebody clicking on your page or the link to your site or a link to a page in your site, once you get past the second page, the probability of somebody clicking on that link to your site just drops off precipitously. So you want to do everything you can to get into that front page, that top page. There's another thing that I want to share. For anybody that signs up today or this week at JupiterGymsMarketingTeam.com, you'll get on my email list, and I send out a blog post about once a week. And, of course, I respect the integrity of the list, so I rarely send you anything to sell you. It's mostly 99% is just the blog post, the free videos that I spend a lot of time on. But what I want to say, if you sign up today, I am going to, as I mentioned earlier, alluded to earlier, I'm going to revamp that website, Jupiter Gym's Marketing Team. I need to bring it up to date in terms of the back end, the front end, the download speed, the SEO, all that stuff. And when I revamp that, I'm going to have a new report that I'm going to be giving away for free. It's called My Number One Blog Secrets. And I did give that away. People that attended Amanda Rose's event in Stuart, Florida, where I met you, Robert. And My Number One Blog Secret will help your SEO. It's going to help out the number of visitors to your site, the number of people commenting on your blog post. It's really helpful. It's critical. It's also, my blog secret is free. You don't need to buy anything to do it. And number two, it's very simple. There's no crazy coding. There's nothing complicated to learn. It's very simple. But it's another one of those things in life that it's very simple to do and very simple not to do. It's like that old expression, you know, have an apple a day. An apple a day means one apple a day. It doesn't mean seven apples on Saturday. So that's the principle of my number one blog secret. It will help your SEO. That's the only reason I started talking about that right now.
And the call-in number to talk to Jim is 718-305-6548. But I'm on your website, and you got one on the JupiterGymsMarketingTeam.com. But you got a very innate team that has highly skills, but you also have on there My Blog Secret, Testimonials, WordPress, Two Tutorials. So what I'm seeing here and understanding, when you hire you to do it, you get a wealth of knowledge for free plus your expertise. And is that what I'm hearing correctly?
You know, that's another great point. I want to thank you again for bringing that out, because, yeah, you're not just paying me for the 10 or 15 hours or whatever it takes to create your site, and then two to you how to use it. Because, you know, there are some other people that can do that, okay? But the difference, in other words, there's between me and the way I design a site right now and my level of knowledge of SEO and plugins and optimization and themes and CSS coding and PHP coding, there's a huge difference between what I know right now and what I knew 4 years ago when I first started. So I do stay on. There are forums that you can get on online. There are Facebook groups. There are membership sites where other people, mentors, will share information and actually just other WordPress users about which plugins to use for a gallery or a membership or an e-commerce site. I was talking with a gentleman today who's going to be selling candles. It's just an amazing product. He just spent so much time talking about the way he makes the candles and the wick and expects how it burns and the amount of smoke that it gives off and how he makes them and where he came up with the logo and all that stuff. So I just lost my train of thought there. What was I talking about, Robert?
We was talking about how your two tutorials and all your stuff, how much they get for free. But here's something else that I really want you to expand people's mind on, monetizing their blogs and how they can make money off their website and through their blogs and how you give them some tutorials and some guidance on that.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I just remembered what I was talking about, so I'll just finish up on that and we'll move into what you were talking about, monetization. Like you were saying, yeah, I've just spent so much time going to WordPress meetups. I just spent the last weekend staying over a hotel in Orlando to attend WordCamp Orlando, which is a WordPress conference, and that's the third one I've gone to, two in Miami, which is outstanding. The one in Orlando was great. So I'm constantly, every day, looking at blogs, watching videos, going to webinars, going to meetings, learning. And that's addressing your earlier question about the experience that I have that somebody else who's newer may not have. And so it's not just about putting a little website together. In terms of monetizing, lots of things we could talk about. I saw or listened to or attended a great presentation over the weekend by Syed Balki, and he is the founder of WPBeginner.com. Very popular blog. It's, I don't know, they get over 100,000 on his email list, something like that. Anyways, he was talking about, that whole presentation was basically talking about how to build your email list. When somebody visits your site, many times 70% of them will never come back 70% of the time, something like that. And so you really do want to capture that email address. And I heard this from Syed over the weekend. I've heard this on many webinars from many experts and mentors. And every single internet marketer expert or internet marketing expert, they all say that the money is in the email list. And I wanted to mention that and clarify that, because they have said that if you look on Jupiter Gym's marketing team, like I said, I'm revamping that in the next couple of weeks. But right now, if you see it now within the next few weeks, you'll see affiliate links to different products and stuff there. Get Premise, Thesis, the Comment Love plugin, et cetera. Anyways, all the experts have said, you know what, that's not really where they make their money, on those links in the sidebar. Where they really make the money is when they send out information or they send out an affiliate link or a product opportunity to buy to their email list. That's where the people are self-selected. They're interested in your topic, in your niche. They like and respect you. That's why they signed up with you. That's why they still open your emails, so that when you share something with them, like in my case about a plugin I might like or a theme I might like, they can click on that link, and the percentage of people that will click on that link and buy that product is much higher than just having that affiliate link in the side. Now, having mentioned that, I'd like to just, I don't get any affiliate fee for mentioning this product that Syed Balki created, but I'd like to just talk about a plugin for capturing email names and email addresses. Would it be okay if I went ahead and did that?
Yes.
Okay, great. So he talked about Opt-in Monster, and that's what it is, just optinmonster.com, or you can go to wpbeginner.com and just scroll to the bottom and you'll get a link to it. Now, what Opt-in Monster is a little like a light, which is like a pop-up. And there's some controversy in the field of internet marketing related to that because some people find them very annoying and obtrusive and offensive. And one thing he said was, if you're going to have the pop-up, make sure it's relevant to the page they're on, definitely your site. Okay, that's the first thing. The other reason that I really am excited about this particular plugin, it's only $49, is because he said he likes his page to load fast. Now, that's very important, of course, if somebody's, you know, viewing your site, it could be from a mobile device or any device at all, you want it to load quickly or they're going to click away. Another thing a lot of people don't realize, but download speed or the speed that your page load speed for your site, your homepage, is a factor that Google factors into its algorithm. So it factors it into the algorithm and looks at that when they go to rank your page or your site in the Google search engine results. So for a number of reasons, you want to have a page download fast. And with his, he says he wants his to load under a second. And this pop-up, this light box called optinmonster.com, that will not slow down the speed that your page loads. He's also got another option. So if you start to mouse off the page, in other words, you're going to click away or close the window, it will pop up. And like I said before, with something relevant, an offer that really is going to help you, not just capture an email address. So that's one of the things I picked up by going to WordCamp in Orlando, and it's the kind of thing you learn when you go to a WordCamp in Miami or any WordCamp. They have them all around the country and around the world. And for anybody that's interested in WordCamp, I'd also like to just mention that WordCamp is for beginners, intermediate, developers, experts, ninjas. It's for everybody. So don't be intimidated. If you're interested in WordPress, just look up your local meetups for WordPress. Start there, and then you can find out, or just look on Google for local WordCamps.
And Jim, everybody's against something until they make money with it. Does that make sense?
It does.
Go ahead.
That brings out another point that I just want to share with you. I forgot to mention. So with the controversy, some people like the pop-ups, some people don't. This is a little light box. Syed Balki said he was getting 70 to 80 sign-ups per day. And after he installed that Opt-in Monster, which his company created, it went up to 400. So sign-up, that's about 500% return. And he said he got no complaints. So it builds the email list. Ultimately, that builds your ability to sell products and sell affiliate links, affiliate products. And that's what helps fund your website because it does take a lot of time and effort to create a blog, update the blog, research the blog, create the videos, etc. And so getting paid for it or getting some compensation in return for all the work and research you do, I think is a totally legitimate exchange of value.
And that's very true. But there's something I want to tell everybody if they want to open people's ears and eyes to something that Jim has been saying this whole show. Jim is a superstar student, but he's also a megastar teacher of what he learned. And that is somebody with an open heart that will have your interest in mind more than his just than his own. So that's something I've heard and listened to the whole thing. And I want to give out Jim's website. One is JupiterJim.com, and the other one is JupiterJim'sMarketingTeam.com. And you can go on there and look at Jim's team. It's Mike Nichols and Michael Lucas and Jupiter
yeah.
Jim. And also, Jim, give the people one thing that makes you feel unique in web design and blogging and everything that sets you apart from everybody else.
Okay, I'm going to have to name three things. I'll rattle them off right quick. Number one, like you said, I love to tutor people. So after I create your site, I show you how to update it and maintain it on your own. Number two, I'm very dedicated, very accessible. You mentioned integrity. I don't like to, you know, talk about my own integrity, but you mentioned that. And integrity, another definition, is just doing what you said you were going to do. And I think my clients will agree that is what I do. And just my dedication. I mean, like you said, all day, every day for about 4 years now, all I do is WordPress. I don't do HTML sites anymore. And so I'm always researching the themes, the plugins, the widgets. So I think that sets me apart from most other designers. And I have my prices are great, too. So if you go to JupiterJim.com, there's a pricing page where you can see exactly how much I charge for home-based business owners.
And that is something I was going to bring up. And I'm going to tell everybody, I'm going to have Jim back on a regular basis when he can come, because the website, and this is something I'm going to get your opinion on, Jim, or your input on. The working world, the hourly working world, is going to be under siege or have a lot of challenges over the next. But entrepreneurialism, there is a challenge to get started, but the quality of life improves as you improve. Do you feel that?
I really do. And, you know what, interestingly enough, I don't want people thinking we're making a deal with each other, but you know what? I do want to promote your website because that's what your website is about. And it's not just having the technical expertise to build a website or create a product. You really, truly do have to have the right mental attitude, and or it's not going to work. So you can't take the old mentality of working for somebody else and bring that into your business. And that's what your whole website is about, is having the right mental attitude and the right mentality about business and life and making money and success. And I think it's important that they go to your website as well.
Well, thank you, Jim. Jim, we're out of time. I want you to give people some wisdom to live by, and then I'll close out the show.
Wisdom to live by in general, you talked about my mission statement. My mission statement in life would be to share positive, life-changing information with as many people as I can. If I had to say one word of wisdom to anybody, it would be value for value. That's it. It's self-explanatory. Thank you.
I want to thank Jim and all the listeners for being here. And this show is archived, and Jim's websites are JupiterJim.com and JupiterJim'sMarketingTeam.com. Expand your business and have a conversation with Jim and his marketing team and see how they can expand your business and enhance your bottom line so you live a better life. Thank you, Jim, and thank you all listeners.
Thank you, Robert.
You betcha.